now interviewing Mr. Louis Rubenstein.
You want it for the next generation, you better learn in English, you see.
As you wish, as you wish. It's for everybody. Okay, since you speak English very well, tell me about your home in Europe. Pliskov was a shtetl.
A shtetl.
How many Jews do you think were there, and how many non-Jews?
There were three Muslim and Russian.
Yeah. So how many Jewish families do you think were there?
The estimate would be 200 families.
Yeah. Jewish families.
Yeah.
Were there any non-Jewish families there?
Jewish, even after the death.
Surrounding towns.
Yeah.
Did you live in a small house, big house?
Hmm?
What kind of a house did you
live in? We had a double house with a tile roof.
Mm-hmm. Your father was well-to-do.
Well-to-do.
Mm-hmm. Because he was an artisan.
Contractor.
Your father, it was called a contractor.
Yeah.
What kind of work does that mean?
Carpenter contractor.
Uh-huh. You told me he also worked on the railroad?
Well, that's what he used to do. The railroad station for the government.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he specialized more.
Mm-hmm. And you told me that as a Jew he wasn't allowed
to get contracts under the government.
So he had to do it under somebody else's
under
name?
Under Gentile's name.
Mm-hmm. Because some people don't realize that Jews were not allowed to participate in certain professions and trade. What languages were spoken in your house?
Yiddish.
Did you know Chachlatsk also?
Yes. I did, but still didn't. The rest of them didn't.
No. Okay.
Yes.
Now, how many brothers did you have?
I guess. Maya, Chaim, Moshe, Frank. They were all the death brothers.
How many whole brothers? How many whole sisters?
I was the only, the new brother, but my mom.
Yeah.
Two sisters from the first one.
From the first wife?
Yeah, three sisters.
I'll write it down here.
Yeah, three sisters.
From your mother, there was you.
Yes.
And three sisters.
Three sisters.
And from the stepmother?
There was two sisters and four brothers.
So your father can never have a lot of children.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. In those days, that's the way it was. Did you go to cheder in Pliskov?
Yes.
What kind of a cheder did you go to?
My malamed.
You went to a malamed?
Yeah.
How many children were there in the cheder?
I would say 30.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you go?
Until I was 10 years old.
Mm-hmm. What did you learn?
Chumash.
Chumash and arithmetic?
Hmm?
Arithmetic? Tzeilin,
Cheshvan?
You can't. So you didn't learn any secular subjects
there.
Where did you learn secular subjects? At home?
What?
Arithmetic.
In America.
That's in America. Okay. Tell me about your synagogue.
Hmm?
You said your father was the gabbai of the synagogue. Tell me about the synagogue.
Pliskov.
Yeah.
Describe
the synagogue.
Hmm?
Describe it.
The great shul, the big shul.
What do you mean by big shul? Describe it.
The big shul was a big brick shul.
Brick.
The porch and the besmelas were already made out of the common material, you see.
Mm-hmm. Were they wood, the cloison, the basement?
Not wood and mud together,
can you tell me if there were any Hasidim in Pliskov? Was your father a Hasid?
Mom is Trish the Rebbe.
Your father was a Hasid in the Mom's Trish the Rebbe?
Yeah.
All right, I want to share. You were a Hasid in the Mom's Trish the Rebbe?
Mom's Trish the Rebbe got good in that cloison.
Yeah.
I was told to go to the Monastery. In other words, I want to tell you, my pilgrimage, תביא לי סינגר הלוי. Ich mache dort die Beste, aber gedenkt, und dann muss ich 10.000 mit. Und ich mache dort noch 10.000, dann schicke ich mal weg. Man muss das Problem schälen, ob ein Fond, dann sagt er dir, das Problem schälen, stoppt den Adjunkt, ich habe dann ein Link, man denkt, in der schlechten Zeit, ich habe doch ein Band, der Alonso, am Monastrischke, ich habe gesagt, ich habe geknickt, ich habe gesagt, ich habe geschickt, aber krank, ich habe nicht, ich habe Geld.
Wenn es aber in Schickele gewinnt, du in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, ja.
Also auch im Gefühl, dass du Gewinner sollst?
Man hat auch gewacht, ich bin auf New York in Pittsburgh, weil er lang kommt in die Tat hinein.
Ah!
Hat er gepflegt auf mir. Du hast doch nicht das Ding da. Man hat auch gewacht, ich mit dem Bahn, im Raum dann finde ich, fliege ich mitten mit ihm. Zwei hat er gedacht, dass mir ging Schmierisch, ist der Monastrück der Rebbe. Man sollte gewinnen, ein Patriot, wenn man es zwischen der...
Coppersmith, du hast es gewinnen, der Treidochten.
Coppersmith.
Das ist sehr interessant. Aber wo ist es in Plissko?
Coppersmith, ein Telewald. Da wo es eine Refinery ist, in der Distillery. In der gibt es Copper Machinery, sieh.
Ist gewinnen eine Sache, irgendwas um sich beschäftigt in Coppersmith?
Coppersmith in...
Because they had a copper refinery.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You'll give in a sign.
Weißt du, was that the believer is?
Nein.
A goldsmith.
Yeah.
Goldsmith.
Es gibt noch einen Goldsmith.
Bei ihm. Haben sie gemacht. Becher. Man will keine Säger, weißt du.
Ich bin Silberäuchert.
Das ist Silberäuchert.
Ich habe etliche Becher für meine Seide, was ich halt das bei sehr
reichen. Man sollte Gott, aber wenn du bist, hat kein Sechert.
Ja, weißt, es ist ja schön, dass Sachen, die Sachen sind von Monika.
Listen, es ist nicht gewiss, dass es so ist, es ist keine Education.
Ja, verstehe. Karagierungskurs ist ein Gewinn.
Nein. Ich gewinne, einer von den Kotlers, ich weiß nicht, ich weiß in Boston, the last I turned out there, he was dead, and I saw him in 1996. Wenn jemand der young boy, he wasn't raised yet. Hat er gemacht, als sort of a plant. By him, all by himself. Since I was a mechanic, he made the liquid carbonic gas himself. And he made it in America to get some gazoz.
Ja, in Yisrael ist das gazoz. In Yisrael ist das gazoz. In Israel ist das gazoz.
It has more gas in it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to cork in the corks and wire it. There is, Russia, most important, in top of Smith's ID, of the master, by hand. I told about the plant, it was the master in our room. So I learned about the master, and it was perfect stuff. He bottled it and bottled it, and with a cork, and with wire.
And it's gekoiked, and it's verkoiked. Aber für sich allein.
What, after, it was taken. But they pushed the window, I've got them in the army.
Yeah.
Terrible was talking to back and back in America. If you came to a convention in Boston, I'm going to come to this. Of making him a slave take him up to the room. That's from the film. You understand? And he works in a shipyard as a coppersmith.
As a coppersmith, yeah.
He was there. And I saw in the Plumbers Journal, I haven't got the journal, the name, what they remember making copper boilers to the slaves, you see. In Boston, see, but I don't have a journal with me.
Kotler, the name is Kotler.
Kotler, that's the name, isn't it? Kotler. You mean the merchant of Kotler got a family, and do with the Kotler got a family. And just the golden Kotler's out in the other day, the I saw the water plant by hand. Ja,
dat
is
het.
Ja, dat is het. Ja, dat is het. Ja, dat is het. Ja, dat is het.
Ja,
dat is het. Meine Kinder, wie sie können spielen Golf.
Ja.
Mit meiner Tochter ist ja vorgestellt, ihr Partner, weißt du, wollte, sie wurde sein zu bringen, sucht sie ihm an, Frank Rubenstein. Man müsste Frank Rubenstein, so klar, ich habe mich für die Bruder Rubenstein Dörfer.
Mhm.
Und jetzt eine gewisse Rede noch, aber das nicht. Ich habe das junge Land, vor der Früh, ich habe ihn gesehen, am Mann. In the future, came in and forbidness, and the same, we don't know if we don't able them there, we don't know if we don't have the first door in the office, and it's done time. So I opened up the door, and I was like, I'm sick to do with a friend here. He must see, basically, I'm going to say, come on, I want to, I want to say, you tell him that his poor uncle from 7 PA come to see him. Yeah, are you his uncle?
Yeah.
I think it was good for there, you're being, the picture's turned up in this. The shooter, the bicycle was left by Mr. Gordon, John Bobber.
Yeah.
And your guy didn't know that you had an uncle.
Yeah.
Which is why he came into the office and I asked him if he's coming to Dr. Feldman's party. And he said, no, he's in for business. So Kibaiti asked him to come in to Dr. Feldman's party. Did you ever invite him to your party? Dr. Rubenstein was still on special because he told me about Dr. Meyer Rubenstein, skin specialist.
Yeah, that's like from the same family.
But he looked at him.
Uh-huh.
For 3 hours, I missed the violin, I'll be from your crib. But I thought I'd have it, I didn't know what power I was.
But as it gemacht, the Simchot, I'm not standing alone.
Aber jetzt, man, meine Kinder wollen an der Kornung gehen. Meine Kinder wollen gestern Tag, brought up an environment, just as well as his wife was, maybe more, you understand? Because you have to go a bit in Fluchen.
Yeah. I'm looking for the telephone number because I was supposed to meet your relative from Sharon. She says, what relative? I said, Mr. Rubenstein. She says, I didn't know. I said, but he knows you. She didn't know you, but you know her.
I tell you what, I wouldn't know him either. I'm moving with him in the cemetery. All of them brought me home together, but when you talk to him, in Boston Beach.
Her father was your cousin?
Hmm?
Her father was your cousin.
Oh, they did give him a talking to uncle.
Uh-huh. So what the mishpucha?
Yeah. Yeah, they did give him a talking to uncle.
Yeah.
From the back, and then you thought of the Boston Beach and his earrings.
Mm-hmm.
When the hearing is speech, right away, and you can gang it there, but the wisdom of the rooters and lawyers, you can gang it through there.
Yeah.
But I remember 10 times from the technical meetings, and he didn't let me. It was a pity, you know,
but
he couldn't even answer me, see.
And she's given up a vacation with your man, and plötzlich he couldn't have to take
him as a guest. I only saw him once.
He was only 50-something years old.
Yeah. Don't turn around.
Why not?
Wait a minute.
There's a Dua page that was Mitzvah, about political parties.
Political
parties, yeah. So, Kmiach, no.
You can't determine that having a dinner, meeting the dinner on $10 ticket, what is the more than just an hour or two, meeting the dinner being the $10 ticket, to keep my ringer. Come up along from the salon.
And
you put a Republican and a horseshoe, see?
Yeah.
And when you put me next to the speaker, and you're a city official that is dressing down below. Mm-hmm. And you have to make a big speech, and you told them about the picnics and everything. And you said, tell that room.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him to bring me up for it.
Wonderful.
And I told him to bring me together, and then I'll be one on the field. He said, I eat. No. I'm Scandinavian. I think I'm not going to be able to do it. But with the Barton, don't be signed a waiver, they give the right to work. But for 7 weeks, there was a man alone. And then the result needs to have been plaster on the stoop, and in the blood given to Norris, and to Miss Weirs.
Yeah.
And so, I sent a light.
What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community? What were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
Very friendly.
Okay. There were no pogroms in Pliskov? No pogroms?
No. They were rude.
What?
They were going on the Tantrad Yiddish.
Did your father belong to any political organizations in Europe?
No.
But you told me that your father had the free loan in his house.
In his house, yes.
In other words...
No, he was the member of the...
Not here in Pittsburgh?
Pliskov. Wait a minute. He was the government fuel and the government of the home. And the free loan.
Was it given the Bikacholim? What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? The government.
I don't have to tell you that. Everybody knew that.
Yeah, I want to hear from you.
Rough.
Rough. What did you think of America at this time?
What?
What did you think of America at this
time? Three cheers.
Where did you hear about America? Hmm? When you were a little boy in Pliskov, how did you hear about America? Who told you about America?
I heard that there was a war with Spain. It's the first time I knew that there was a first time I come to my senses that America had a war with Spain.
But otherwise, because your father was the first Pliskov in America.
Yeah, but I'm immigrated to America.
But how did you hear about America?
Who?
And when you were a little boy, how did you hear about it?
I didn't tell you, I heard that there was a war with Spain.
That's all. Okay. Why did you leave the country in which you were born?
No freedom.
Why did you come to the United States?
For freedom.
You see, I know the answers, but I need it from your mouth.
Yes, for freedom.
Did you have a definite destination?
Hmm?
Did you have a definite place that you were going to?
Pittsburgh Park.
Pittsburgh
Park. With a P. Pittsburgh Park.
You didn't know about Pennsylvania. You heard it was Pittsburgh Park.
No, there was a city by that name.
Pittsburgh Park. And your father went here because a distant relative named Shapiro was going here.
From Michigan.
We have an interesting story of somebody who was supposed to go to Pittsburgh, Kansas.
No.
There's a place, Pittsburgh,
Kansas.
They put him off the train at Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Listen.
And he walked around, but he found a cousin in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Pittsburgh,
so he stayed here.
You know why? The Camp Stoneman, California. That's what Pittsburgh, California. My son was in the army there.
Okay. Were you part of a group traveling together? How did you go?
The group traveled together, yes.
What kind of a group? Who made the group?
Shapiro and his family.
Yeah.
And me and my father and the sister.
That was the whole group?
Yes.
How did you get the tickets?
Hmm?
How did you get the tickets?
My father bought it at Lebo, Collins.
Did he have any difficulties getting a visa in those days?
No, he got the passport from the governor.
How?
Hmm?
How did he get the passport?
With permission.
Oh. So you didn't have the governor, the governor?
No, he bought that from the banking up there.
And you went to Lebo?
From Pittsburgh to Lebo.
To Lebo by train?
Yeah.
And from there, from Lebo?
London.
To London. What ship?
I didn't know that the ship's name at that time.
And then?
Liverpool. From London to Liverpool.
Then to Liverpool, yeah. And from there?
To Quebec on the St. Lawrence River.
To Quebec?
Yes.
You're the first one that went to Quebec from all the people
to Quebec on the St. Lawrence River. Now I knew that I got educated on the St. Lawrence River.
Do you know why? It was a Canadian ship or it just happened?
The ship carried cattle.
Ah.
And the distillation for the cattle was to Canada.
The cattle boat. Which class did you go?
A class in steerage.
Steerage. Did you remember?
Hmm?
Do you remember steerage?
Sure, what down the bar.
How many people do you think was there?
I do not know.
What did you eat? What did you eat?
Eating the potatoes.
That you brought yourself or they gave you?
The food, all you want.
But this was the food, herring and potatoes.
Yes.
Who met you in Quebec? Did anybody meet you
there? Nobody.
Nobody. So how did you get from Quebec to Pittsburgh?
By train from Quebec to Montreal. On the immigration train.
And then?
From Toronto to Buffalo, New York.
Yeah, by train. For
me, but not for his own.
For one person.
Yes.
For one person. From Libo to?
To Petrovka.
That was it. How much is 30 ruble?
How much would it be in present? Would be $15.
It's very hard to know.
And I can move on half passage.
Yeah, the children came half.
Half passage.
But you don't know how much...
15, half a pet yeah. Passage.
Yeah. Yeah, but how much a ruble would be worth in those days?
In those days, it would be 50 cents.
So it's hard to know, what the value of the money was.
Yeah.
What did you bring with you to America, do you know? What did your father bring with him?
A ticket.
No, no. Objects, papers.
No.
Film.
Hmm?
Film, talis.
Well, that's a film. Actually, I didn't think of $400 in film.
Mm-hmm. But not a lot of stuff. Not Bettgevong and Kogelis.
No. But they came in afterwards.
Your stepmother brought the bedding.
Yeah, the bedding.
Okay.
Just came afterwards, you see.
When did your stepmother pass away?
Hmm?
When did your stepmother pass away?
My father passed away in 43. She passed away about 45.
Mm-hmm.
I would say about 45.
Okay, so she brought the linens and the household goods.
Hmm?
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
No.
What was in Europe?
Didn't I tell you Slipoy? Esther Lipioy?
No, you told me you had a relative named Slipoy.
No, that was the same name.
Which Rosna are you talking? That he was listed as dead.
So, see, it originally was Rubenstein, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to change it on account of military service to divide the sons, you see.
So
they took too much percentage.
So originally it was Rubenstein, then they changed Slipoy, then they took
it. Then they took the name, you see. And on account of military service, they had to divide the brother's name, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So there wouldn't be one cluster, you see.
Yeah. So you took back the original name when you came to America?
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
Have you got it on that?
What was your first impression when you came to the United States?
But
when the ship came. No, you didn't come to the United States by ship. You came by train from Toronto.
Yeah.
What was your first impression when you came to Buffalo?
Stars and Stripes.
You saw the Stars and Stripes.
Yeah.
You saw the flag.
The flag.
And it impressed you. Was there a bridge then from Toronto to Buffalo? How did you come from Toronto to Buffalo?
Train. Trip with Niagara Falls. It's the first time I've been to Niagara Falls.
Ah, of course.
The conductor took me and showed me the falls.
Ah.
Same way he showed me the falls.
Must have been exciting.
I didn't understand what it was, but he showed it to me and I saw the falls.
And you saw the falls. I was just there for Thanksgiving.
See?
What first impressed you when you came to Pittsburgh?
Hmm?
What was your first impression when you came to Pittsburgh?
At 9 o'clock in the morning, it was dark, and the electric lights were burning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you remember what month it was?
In May, 2 days after Decoration Day.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
What was it like? Your first day in Pittsburgh.
Did I tell you it was dark?
Yeah, that dark. Now tell me what happened when you got off the train, you know, everything.
When I got to Pittsburgh.
The first day in Pittsburgh.
I landed in Pittsburgh on the Buffalo Rochester Pittsburgh Railroad,
yeah.
Which is not in existence at the present time.
No.
You can mark it down, Buffalo Rochester Pittsburgh. It's coming on an old Allegheny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It came in the north side, an old Allegheny.
Monthly Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to pick
the I want you to tell me the whole first day what
and
happened.
The man that made us at the station was a man by the name Moshe Chana Bayless, a regional.
Yeah, he was a relative of Shapiro.
Yeah, a launchman of Shapiro.
But that wasn't his family name, Chana Bayless.
No, his name was Goldblum, Moshe Goldblum.
Goldblums? I told you that there was a Goldblum family here in Pittsburgh.
I don't think there was any maybe there was, just to tell you why. I think there was an attorney about that name.
And there's a whole bunch of Dr. Goldblums also, but I don't know if it's related. Moshe Chana Bayless, Goldblum from Rishon, a relative of Shapiro. A landsman of Shapiro. Okay, so he met you. Then?
Yeah. Then he took us to Moshe Mazur for breakfast.
Uh-huh, nice. And Moshe Mazur, Simon Mazur's father?
No.
Brother?
No, he's a relation too.
Uh-huh.
There is a Sully Mazur around here someplace. I don't know if he's still around. There's Sully Mazur.
A man, Saul.
Yes. He's a little bit radical. Of course, he wasn't even Mayor McNair, but Mayor Pittsburgh. He was Mayor McNair's right advisor. Because I asked Ben Lecter.
Is he the son of Moshe Mazur?
Yes. Sully Mazur's father, I see.
I'll ask around. Maybe somebody knows.
Sully Mazur. Everybody knows Sully Mazur.
Then you went to Moshe Mazur for breakfast.
Yes.
And then? It was your father, you and your sister. How old was your sister?
11
you were 10?
11.
And she was 11?
Yes.
Okay, so then what did you do?
And then my father found a lump man by the name Moshe Schneiderman.
From Pliskov?
His wife was a Pliskover.
Uh-huh.
Because in those days, you for somebody.
Yeah.
We lived on Tustin Street.
What street? I don't
Tustin, know. Tustin. Tustin, the Atlantic Street. It ends at the freeway at the 2,500 block of...
Is this the hill? Is Tustin Street the hill?
It runs back and forth street in the 1,900 block.
It's not the hill.
It's already off the hill, see.
Uh-huh. And so how did he find this Moshe Schneiderman? He went around the street looking, or he went to a shul?
Somebody told him about Moshe Schneiderman's wife was a long school.
Uh-huh.
And in Bristol, they're all crisscross connected, and she had kind of a distant relation.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So then you went to Moshe Schneiderman, and?
Until we found a room.
Oh, you slept there?
That night.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Then?
Then the computers rented a room on Thorwell Street,
mm-hmm.
and we all lived together there.
Mm-hmm. On Caldwell.
Caldwell.
So you really stayed close to the Shapiros this time?
Yeah.
How long?
Until my stepmother, the family came.
I see. So that first day, this was your first day going around finding relatives and so on. Okay. Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years?
No, nothing.
Was there any point during the first 5 years when you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No, I never felt it. A very, very quick Americanized.
Did you ever feel unjustly treated because you were a Jew?
Not the time.
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you why.
Yeah.
I become a mechanic at Palmer, and they wouldn't admit me to the Palmer Union.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? I went there for years. For a year, every Friday night, for taking money, $100 initiation fee. And they didn't say no, you understand? But it took me. It passed me on come next Friday.
Uh-huh.
So you know what I did?
Was this under the AFL?
Hmm?
Was this AFL?
Sure, American Federation of Railroad.
And Samuel Gumper is a Jew, was the president of the AFL.
The Graham didn't understand Gumper was a Jew. 99 out of 100 didn't understand Gumper was a Jew.
What year was this?
Wait a minute.
This
was 1910.
This was 1910.
But you knew what happened. I seen that I couldn't get in. So I went up to Monessen, PA, and I got the diploma. And when the man found out that I was a Jew, he gave me a job for the curiosity.
So you got a job in Monessen?
Yeah.
Without being a union member?
No, I'm going to come to it. He gave me a job for the curiosity. He said, now you are members. I mean, that works. In those days, I'm meeting a pair of effects on country organ. So I went to work for him in the morning. In the dinner time, I went into a restaurant. And when I come up, two men were waiting for me across the street.
To beat you up.
And they want, no. And they wanted to know if I was working for Mr. Cole or if I was a farmer. I said, yes. Do you belong to the union? I said, no, sir. Would you want to join the union? Yes. Would you, how much would you be willing to pay? We're supposed to be the big trustee, then you're afraid of how much would you be willing to pay?
I would say, what's the regular dues?
No, wait a minute. For the gentlemen, the least I can. Would $10 be too much? Wait a minute, sir, return. Aber auch ein paar $10 bei Wichen oder der Land. Und wo treiben wir sich, dass Plummer der Lange, wo Plummer der Lange war?
Ja, ja.
Das ist ein junger Mann. Come up then denied to be initiated.
Yeah.
3 months later, I was the chairman of the executive committee.
In
1917, I was the first Jew that was ever a member to the Plumbers National Convention, which meets every 4 years. The same moment that took me out, I had to get down and put down my credentials before him, and he couldn't look me straight in the face.
What was it, the National Plumbers Convention?
Yes, 1917, I was the national delegate.
Afterwards, did more Jews get into the union? Did more Jews get into the union later? Very few Jews.
This is not often. This is not often. Ben Renton, we didn't talk, but we were friends. So I was reading in the paper that they had a hearing, the Schwarze.
The construction working, yeah.
No, that would be before this excitement. That was two years ago, right up in their home. Ben Renton and his family was connected. I saw in the paper that they appeared before him and Mrs. Marion Finkwell, he was the attorney, a Jewish attorney and a Jewish judge.
Yeah.
And the Mamzer and the Irish, the mountain, the former union.
Yeah.
To the town of Catholic, he served in the big cousin. So he asked him a question. Do you have any of our kind? The good answer, I'll be on the table with the sister.
Yeah.
I've more than you the 7th decision. Because he had mistaken my history.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Jew I couldn't join. I was a plumbing inspector in Sharon, he's a Jew, but there's still anti-Semitic in the Jewish
This is very interesting about the plumbers union. After having lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished or would eventually accomplish your goal in coming
here? Yes. I felt that I was a full-fledged American citizen. After 5 years, my father became an American citizen. And when I was of age, he took me in and swore that I was of age, you see.
Where was your first home in this area that was in Caldwell? In Caldwell, your first home.
1648.
You remember? Oh.
Yeah.
And then when your stepmother came, where did you move to?
1422 Fifth Avenue.
Fifth Avenue?
Yeah.
This is already not the hill.
There was a Jewish woman by the name Feingold, she was a widow woman. She ran a clothing store downstairs. She was a widow and had 3 children, and she ran the best part of the upstairs.
How many rooms? You told me you had boarders already also.
We had boarders. Yeah, we come to the boarders.
Yeah. How long did you live there?
We lived there for a year.
1 year?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then?
Then we moved to Sekhemeri.
To where?
Second, S-H-E-H-E-M.
S-H?
S-G-H-E-M.
E-M.
Second. S-H-E-H-E-M. S-H-E-H-E-M. Sekhemeri.
Sekhemeri?
Yeah, wait a minute, I come to tell you Dubai. We lived a year there, and there we moved to Brunei.
Why did you move so much?
To better ourselves. The reason we lived in the alleys, the rent was cheaper in the alleys than there were in the front streets.
Could you tell me, did you have inside plumbing?
Yes, but not very comfortable. You have inside better than you ever did.
You had inside bathrooms,
not
inside water.
Did you know that people get 2 weekly Jewish newspapers?
Yes.
You did know that?
Yes.
Who were the editors?
Mr. Joseph Zelig Glick was the editor of Volkswagen from 1887 to 1920.
You know what the other one?
And then Yale Borken came from Philadelphia.
Who?
Louis Yale Borken came from Philadelphia. And he took over the Volkswagen. And he made it into the, he had about 20 different names. It was the Volkswagen and the Wegweiser and the Indicator and the Leader.
Was Joachim a son of the Drob?
No, he's a son of the Shinsky. His wife is Rabbi Shinsky's
and,
daughter.
And Shinsky was a son of the Drob.
Yeah.
But Drob had a, printed the paper before he came.
What was his the paper's name? The Jewish Press? The Jewish Post?
Weekly paper.
Was it called the Jewish Post?
I couldn't tell you the name no more, but I could...
In Yiddish?
Drob, in Yiddish, every Friday. But you have to deal with the Yiddish when you're meeting at the Kostnigot, the Tophet, and you have to deal with you dying Greek.
Tell me, Drob's paper didn't last too long, did it? Drob's paper didn't last too long.
Yeah, I guess it was Yalkin took it over afterwards, in Mishpuchat. But Drob was the originator of it.
Not before Glick.
Hmm?
A different paper.
Different paper. They're comparative.
Mm-hmm.
He used to write the students of my mother and his wife, Shumi, comes out, Ben, John, Prop.
Does Drob have any children?
Two, Ben and Morris.
Living?
I don't know if they're living now.
I have to
located on Tunnel Street.
The paper he had was on Tunnel Street.
Yeah.
See, I didn't know about this. Nobody mentioned
yes.
it. You're the first one to mention it.
Achinsky was the son of the Drob.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
Ashinsky married Drob's
daughter.
Rabbi Ashinsky married
Drob's daughter.
Married Drob's daughter. But Borken took over the Volkswagen. He didn't take over Drob's paper. He took over Glick's paper, Borken. That's what he told
no,
me.
No.
I saw him this week. I was in his house. Borken!
Is he still living?
Yes!
Did he tell you that he took over Glick's paper?
Yes! That's what he told me. And he kept the name, Volkswagen. For a year.
The newspaper was Volkswagen.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell
that's
you.
That's what Borken told me. I was
but
just
I
in his house.
Glick would go down the cellar and pull out the notebook press and organize them in December. McKinley was assassinated in September. So Pasir Tagarosar in Glick, McGarrett and the friends of McKinley. That would be the Associated Press.
Do you know
press.
Who Glick's granddaughter is?
I remember his voice.
Her husband is the editor of the Jewish Chronicle, Al Bloom.
That's what it is.
She's Glick's
and did you know that the other paper called the Criterion?
Yeah, sure.
Who was the editor there?
Many editors.
Joseph.
Yes, but we had, it was started by Rabbi Levy from the Temple.
But who was that about?
I don't know the names of all the
Joseph, and that was his name.
No, I don't know all the names. All the copies of the Criterion are in the Temple. The old copies of the Criterion.
Did you know where the shoe was, the German...
Yeah, I have the... That
on
history I have. This they have. This history they have. They have very good history of
listen,
that.
Yes.
But you know that there is no... As far as I know, there are no copies of the Volkswagen available in Pittsburgh.
Not that
if I want to read the Volkswagen, I have to go to New York.